At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
J-Rock, Dan Ellis Show. A crime was committed at my house yesterday, and it is a crime that will sound foolish when I admit it out loud. I probably shouldn't even talk about it, but I will. It's an investigation that is currently still underway.
Did you find another shoe in your neighborhood?
Not a shoe. And I thought there was a dead man in the van, and I called it in, and I would do it again. And they pulled.
I would do it again.
Yeah, because I thought I was reporting a dead man in a van. I had a guy that lived in a van outside of my place. He was there for a long time, and I saw one day he wasn't moving. Okay. Turned out it was just a shoe. But
what,
that's me.
What crime is this time?
This is a crime involving a labubu.
Oh, my God. Enough with this. And, can you just tell your family you're not doing it?
It got way worse because all of a sudden yesterday, I see that my kid has a labubu.
Oh, my God. Did she steal one from the mall?
And I said, hey, where'd you get this labubu? And she goes, I made a trade for it.
Cool.
I said, what'd you trade for? I'm like very interested in the concept of the trade. I'm like, what'd you trade for?
Yeah.
She goes, I traded some Hello Kitty stuff I don't want anymore. So I go, all right, story kind of checks out. But
You be proud?
Yes, but something
she didn't pay money.
But something felt off about it to me because I thought even in my, I don't really understand the value of Hello Kitty versus Labubu, but I do think Labubu is all the rage right now, and I don't think anyone's going to part with a Labubu for some Hello Kitty crap. In my mind, at least I don't know. I'm a grown ass man. I got hair on my body.
Yeah,
I don't,
but there are always Hello Kitty weirdos out there.
So, but then I start thinking, who are these? She doesn't have access to the internet. Like, what kind of forum is she meeting these people at? You know. So then I get her with a follow up question. I'm like, oh yeah, which Hello Kitty stuff did you trade?
Well, now you just sound creepy.
And then she kind of like, I could tell she kind of, I had that look in her face like, oh no, I wasn't ready for a follow up question.
Whoa.
So then it becomes, hey, where did you really get this? And she goes, and then she switches the story to, I found it at a lost and found. And I go, hold on.
Oh, no, that's not believable.
No one's dropping a labubu in a lost and found. If they find one, they're keeping it or you took it. So then I'm like, I'll give you one more chance to give me the real story now or this is going to be a problem.
Or think of a much better lie.
Yeah, or come up with a better lie. Jeez. I'll give you one more chance to come up with a better lie because right now.
Those two were bad.
And she goes, I saw it on a backpack. And I took it.
Oh, damn. Savage.
And I said, whoa. I'm so proud.
Now that is smart.
I said, you are my girlfriend.
And that kid was probably a nerd.
And I said, well, this is, now.
Does she know, was it, so it was at school?
At camp.
Or at camp?
Camp.
Damn.
And I said, you know, how would you feel if you find, you know, she wants a labubu more than anything in the whole world. How would you feel if you finally got a labubu and then you brought it in and someone stole it? How mad would you be? Try to give a lesson, you know. I see the Danny Tanner do it in a Full House. It's usually so good. Mine was less good.
Yeah.
So I go, you know, we're going to have to give this thing back. And she's like, but I don't even know who I took it from. It was just a backpack. And I said, you know it wasn't yours.
It was just a backpack.
I said, yeah, I know, you know it wasn't yours, right? And she's like, yeah. And did you know what you did was wrong? She goes, well, yeah, but I wanted it so badly. And I had a voice in my head that said, this is bad, but I still did it. And I'm like, God, I totally relate what she's, that's the part where she's now talking to me. I'm like, God, I get that.
Dude, you know.
I do that every day on the air.
Doesn't everyone go through a klepto phase? I know I went through mine.
What did you used to steal?
Well, I was with people who were better at stealing, but we would steal together.
I thought you stole salsa and you dropped it on your floor.
Yeah,
and
like
shattered.
I said, I'm not good at it, but right. I was with people who would steal stuff.
But you would steal stuff from the stores, not like just randos, you know, at school, right?
No,
like,
I didn't steal stuff from people that I knew or even, yeah. But
like that's the difference for me.
My sister did, I think, though. Like she went through a period
where
she's
hot.
Was,
it's okay.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. The world is hers for the taking, Allie.
They're like, here, take my labubu. Yeah.
I would love a sketch artist to draw your sister.
But I feel like a lot of kids go through a phase where they're like, okay, I want something. I don't have my own money yet. How am I going to make this happen? I'll just take it.
Oh, so mad. And I said something that once we got to the bottom of it, I go, all right, well, that's it. Because, you know, me, I want to have a labubu-free household. And I finally said, well, that's it. You're not getting a labubu now.
Ever.
Ever. You're not getting a labubu. Now, luckily, this phase will move on. No one will talk about these
things.
Like
she already has one.
Yeah, no. She's like, don't worry. I've opened up a closet door. There's a bunch of stolen, a bunch of hot labubus in my place.
Oh, man. You got a closet of hot labubus?
So I was like, I couldn't even believe it, though. I could, these things are really have gotten to a point
did
now.
She throw a tantrum, or did she kind of understand she and accept the punishment?
You could say she was shame. She felt shame.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
know, man.
And,
yeah.
And, good. And that's a good feeling. And then I explained the time.
It's a great feeling. We all know it. We all experience it every day.
I never felt more connected to her than when I saw shame in her eyes. And I said, she gets
now I know my little girl.
And then she said to me, you know, Daddy, did you ever steal anything because you really wanted it when you were young? And the only story I could remember was the time I stole that
weed.
The really hot postcard that had the girl in the bikini on it.
Oh, yeah. That story.
It said, I wish you were her.
She had to suffer through that.
Yeah, she had to suffer. And I told her. And then she started judging me and going, you stole a postcard? And I'm like, well, the girl was very attractive in a bikini, and I really wanted it. And she's like, but aren't postcards like a dollar or something? I'm like, it doesn't matter.
You explained that she was hot in a bikini.
I was explaining why I really wanted it. I was trying to explain to her why I wanted it. I was like, she was my labubu, you know? And so anyway, it was, but I'm telling you, these things...
I
know we've talked about the crimes that are going on, the places that are being stolen. I was making fun of all the bouncers that were guarding the displays of the mall. Now I get it.
Everyone is abandoning all morals to get a hold of these things.
This is bringing stuff out of people, which is why I was shocked when we heard this on the GOAT line.
Hi, Kai and Allie. I'm a listener of yours. My name is Jennifer. I love the show. I'm calling because I heard you guys mentioning the labubus on the podcast, and I actually have three that I'd love for you guys to do an unboxing on live on air. I could reach out to you guys via Instagram DMs. I could ship them out to you. So I'm pretty excited. Love the show. I'm going to eat it all. Yummy, yummy.
Thank you. Eat it all. Yummy, yummy.
Dude, now you have to torture your daughter by sending her these unboxing videos.
I think what
and
I'm
we'll
gonna,
just throw them in the garbage after.
I think the lesson is I'm going to...
Just light them on fire.
I'm going to destroy one. I'm going to have to destroy a labubu in front of her. That's the only way to do it, right?
Really teach her.
I'm going to teach her.
Sacrifice.
Knowing you, in 3 months, she will have a labubu.
No, Allie...
She's going to like the top of the line. She's going to have that like 3-4 foot one. Yeah.
Putting my foot down.
Size one.
Not happening. Quick break. We're back with Allie's cash after this. If you want to win her money on this $10,000 Tuesday, give us a call now. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. Stand between you and unlimited riches next.